The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The thing I'm looking forward to most today is tomorrow. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And let me explain. Automatic and I, we bought this house on the internet. And we have people in and out every single day. Because
all day.
Construction isn't done. And because we bought in a place that has an HOA and you can't do certain things, they can only work from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, that's like part of the HOA?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's not a lot of time when you're remodeling a place. Construction, like really, these things take time. So every day is like little by little by little.
And the other thing is that when we're done here, you notice we try to hang out as late as we can here, and then we'll go get something to eat because we can't use our kitchen because they're working on it.
Yeah. When people are in your home, they're great. Like, they're great guys. We've really become friends.
We appreciate everything they do.
Yes, but you can't move. You can't move around. I can't do the things that I like to do.
I can't be me.
I get home. I want to take my bra off. I want to take my clothes off from the office. I want to put on my ugly pajamas that Automatic absolutely loves. Put my feet up and eat snacks. You know, they're working, so I feel like I need to be working.
When you're that tired and a little hangry too. Your energy is thick.
The energy has transferred into the studio.
You know what I'm missing the most though?
Yeah.
My couch.
Oh,
we don't have a couch, Anthony.
I don't have a couch because these guys keep telling me, like, don't set it up. We're still doing stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to get dirty.
You guys' apartment's looking like a 2000s R&B video.
Looks like my first apartment that I actually lived in.
Looks like my college apartment right now.
We live on our bed. That's our little island.
But you're going to be in all day tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow is work.
Oh.
Tomorrow is time to work. Automatic knows this. We're going to get up and really put things together and start moving things.
I'm sure
things.
Dana has a full day planned.
Full day. I have.
Including a trip to the Home Depot.
Schedule of events.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, Dana, so you mean to tell me that you were excited for chores?
I am. We're going to the Home Depot. I am. We just got our internet up yesterday. It's still not 100% right. They have to come back in today. But very appreciative of just having
that
a roof over my head.
That has been the longest struggle since we moved in. I mean, God.
Can somebody call me?
Get it together.
Man, y'all are slacking here for real. Hit me up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had this down in the DM, and I'll be honest with you, this stuck out like a sore thumb to me because it is my pet peeve to have messiness around my casa house. This is the part that I just had to talk about today.
Well, and he's always yelling at me for stupid things like the dishes, my clothes,
Michaela, those aren't small things. You don't have to pick up after yourself.
Amen, brother. Amen. Pick up after yourself. My nana had a saying when I was little, pobre pero limpios. We might be poor, but we are clean. And there is no excuse. And Automatic is the opposite of that. He's like he's a little messy, but he's gotten so much better. And I understand it. His frustration.
I just found out I've been trained to be better.
Oh, here we go.
Automatic, you've trained me in certain things. And let me explain.
What have I trained you in?
Well, first let me explain how I've trained you. To the point that I don't like any kind of water on my sink, like anywhere. Automatic comes into the studio one day and says, geez, I don't know what I'm doing. Every time I go to the bathroom now, even in a public place, I have to clean the sink everywhere. Why? Standards, baby.
I've been trained.
You've been trained. Okay. Cleaning the shower. After we're done, we clean our door because I don't want the buildup. I clean it once a week with vinegar and Dawn, and I do all of that. But if you don't keep up with it, my life is going to be really hard. Therefore, I make your life really hard, DJ Automatic. So what do you do every day after you shower?
I clean the glass doors.
And you know what's interesting? He was leaving.
And I said, I forgot to clean the glass doors.
And you went back and did it.
Oh, nice.
Why?
Because I've been trained.
No, it's not that you've been trained. You like to live a neat life.
I can live like a pig.
She just told you what to think.
Yeah, I've been trained.
It's not that you think this, Automatic. Yeah. It's that you
don't feel better living in a clean house.
No, I feel better about not having to deal with you.
Maybe
living in a dirty house.
Cool. cruel, just like the dogs. Yeah. Hey, God, they don't want to hear me or whatever. What,
Dana, maybe you should let up on automatic a little bit more when you go home. So therefore, when he comes here, he still has energy to be clean. Because as a person who's had to share office space with him for, I think we're going on 6-7 years now.
No, I think it's 10.
And we sit next to each other all the time. Automatic sprawls and takes over everything.
Spread it.
Spreads everything everywhere.
This is my side over here.
Yeah, then why are you on my side over here?
I'm not on
dude?
Your side.
This is my side over here, dude.
I'm conscious of keeping everything on my side of the table.
Anthony, you're
not. You can't borrow my charger anymore now.
Anthony, you're not doing a good job training him.
I'm not at all.
Can you live with somebody who's messy? You've lived with several women.
Fortunately, the women I've lived with have only been messy in their personal life, not like when it comes to actually living conditions.
Oh, that's
they've been
good.
Very clean. The one person I lived with that was closer to messy, and he still wasn't, was my old roommate, Austin. And one of my best friends to this day, but the thing that he would do that would drive me up a wall is that he would meal prep on Sundays and then leave the pots and pans out for like two days, bro.
Because they had to soak.
And you know, when you're in a roommate situation, you're like, you become passive aggressive. So then one time I waited.
Until it becomes aggressive.
Yeah. One time I waited so I knew when he was walking in to start cleaning the dishes. And I started cleaning them aggressively.
Did he say, do you want me to wash the dishes?
No, he goes, dang, bro, you're good at that.
Oh,
I just kept walking.
I love that guy.
He trained you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had this huge conversation about the argument that I had with my husband, DJ Automatic, and I wanted a pair of shoes. I have not bought designer shoes in a long time. Sneakers don't count.
They count.
And they were 70% off. They were $200, and I know that's spendy. But my shoes, I wear forever. And Automatic just said, no, we can't afford those right now. And Automatic, I called you out, and then you explained why you're a sneakerhead.
I like shoes. Do you know what? I had to wear Pro Wings, and then I had to wear duct tape Jordans. And
here
so now I can afford to wear different kinds of shoes. Hey, and guess what?
Hold
I'm going to enjoy them.
He gets to enjoy them. I don't. That's pretty much what it was. Can you explain the tape on the shoes, duct tape shoes? What happened?
I'm taking you back to fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
A young DJ Automatic. And my mom and dad were not in the best financial situation. And so getting shoes was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I really wanted a pair of Jordans. And my parents were like, there's no way we can't afford Jordans. So they got me a pair of fake McGregor Jordans.
I don't even know what that is. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they're just fake.
We know what fake Jordans are. Everybody knows what that is.
And so I'm wearing them to school and everybody's like, oh, you got those aren't Jordans. And so this guy gives me a flat tire, you know, a flat tire where he steps on the back of your shoe
to
make your shoe fall off, and it rips the entire sole of the shoe off.
Oh, no.
So I have no sole on my shoe. So I'm like, oh, I'm improvised. I duct tape the sole to the shoe, and I go through the rest of the day with it. And then I get home, and I'm like, hey, mom, dad, some guy tore off my sole of my shoe. I need to get some new shoes. And they said, we don't have any money to buy you new shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
So for the next 3 weeks, I wore duct tape fake Jordans to school. And I will say, that was a little bit traumatic.
Well,
and that's why I'm a sneakerhead.
Yeah. What happened after 3 weeks?
My mom got paid.
And she finally got some new shoes?
Yeah, I got some new shoes. I got some new Pro Wings
and
or
for
something.
For the past 2 decades, you've been trying to fill that little hole.
Fill that void.
Yeah, your soul got ripped out of your shoe and your heart, bro.
Yeah, I will say, I beat that dude.
Oh, Automatic. What?
He deserved it.
In your duct tape shoes?
I did multiple times after that because I was like,
you're acting out. You're young. You're hurting.
Yes.
His heart was aching.
You were taking the aggression out on someone who probably didn't deserve it, but hey, you had to do it.
He gave me a flat tire on purpose to try to like shame me about my fake
Jordans.
Flat
tires will annoy you, dude.
Yeah.
Flat tires will annoy after that Automatic.
And then, you know, growing up in like hood schools, your shoes are probably the most important part of your whole outfit.
I don't care what school you grow up in. Going to school and having nice things wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're on the good side of town or the bad side of town. That's how you show out.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. And so when you don't have the nice things, I get it. It doesn't make any sense to me why you'd stop me from buying some shoes.
So the reason why is because I'm still trying to compensate for my fifth grade self.
Yeah,
okay?
I get it. Dana, what you need is a better sob story like DJ Automatic. We need to buy your shoes.
No.
I can't tell him no after he just told me about his duct tape shoes. Buy those sneakers, Automatic. Dana, you need a sad story like that.
I have a ton of sad stories. But I mean, I grew up.
Can you top my duct tape shoe story, though?
No. I had a pair of pants that my mom gave me in third grade. Okay, I get one pair of pants a year and one pair of shoes. I got this pair of black pants and I was so excited because that meant that I had another pair of pants for the year. I was like, man, this is so cool. But they had on the back of the pocket a huge clover leaf, and it said "Rub for luck."
What?
My other pair.
That's not noticeable.
No, my other pair of pants tore, so all year I had to wear those stupid pants that said "Rub for luck."
Bless your soul.
Do you think anybody in my class didn't think it was the same damn pair of pants every day? I mean, my Nana would wash them, but I hated those pants. Those pants were stupid.
Go buy those designer shoes right now, my queen. Please.
And so now I have a lot of pants. Hey. I have a lot of shoes, and I have a lot of trauma.
We're compensating together.
Yeah, look at you guys, dude.
I'm buying those damn Tom Ford shoes today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Since yesterday was a holiday, let's catch everybody up with the SNL 50 anniversary. Oh my gosh, anybody and everybody was there, including Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
What?
Well, I know. Anthony A., let's give him celebrity birthdays. I'll come back and tell you more.
We have John Travolta celebrating his birthday and Dr. Dre celebrating birthday as well.
Bad Bunny performed at the SNL 50. Little Wayne performed at the SNL 50. This was a huge celebration.
This
anybody
is about as A-list as it gets.
Oh, it was so absolutely fabulous. Dave Chappelle, Bill Murray, Tracy Morgan, Tom Hanks, Kim Kardashian, Chris Rock, Will Ferrell. I mean, Eddie Murphy did a Tracy Morgan impersonation with Tracy Morgan right there.
Big dog gonna make some big money.
I just hadn't seen anything like this in a long time, and it made me smile to see all of these incredible performers that came out of SNL, the platform that still gives people such an exciting...
One of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Gives people a chance to make it.
Also, since SNL has been able to go to Peacock, the streaming app,
yes,
and it's not
Anthony.
Necessarily the same guidelines they had to follow when they
We can only watch it on Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've also been able to get a little bit more edgy with
the content.
Little
racy.
And I felt like over the past two seasons, it's just been some of the best I've seen in a long time.
Anthony, now you've been there behind the scenes. Is it as crazy as it seems in some of these behind the scenes photos that we're seeing?
Yeah, it's
it's
mind-boggling, the amount of just famous people hanging out just waiting to get their
and you
chance.
Can't act like you want to take pictures or nothing.
You can't at all, dude.
Gotta act like you've been there before.
Yes, which is the hardest thing for me. I had to take a lot of bathroom breaks and look at myself and just gather.
I think one of my favorite things about the whole just watching it is the amount of the diverse group of characters that have come out of there, because you have to understand, like, now it's not a big deal, but in the 70s and 80s, people of color weren't really included in TV shows, and this really catapulted and launched a lot of careers, including the great Eddie Murphy.
Shout out to Lorne Michaels, put it all together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Gosh, I know that people love their pets. We consider our pets family.
Yes.
Yeah. Deborah Hodge claims that her landlords were trying to evict her because she had a cat. Or make her, force her to give her cat away, so she married her cat.
What the crap?
In order for the landlord to not be able to make her kitty cat India move out. Hodge says, I've had my kitty for 10 years.
Now, I am not pro marrying your animals, but I am very pro finessing landlords and apartment complexes.
And Deborah did it.
And I love this story, dog.
This is the most single white female thing I've ever heard.
Right. She's single and white. And she and her cat showed up to the park, and they had a civil ceremony surrounded by 20 friends. They were legally
ordained.
Were
there any other cats there?
Nah, it was all people. And India, the kitty, was dressed in gold lamé for the occasion. Aww. She meowed her way through the vows at a beautiful park. And now Hodge hopes their dedication will demonstrate to landlords how vital it is to allow pets to stay in their homes.
Hold on. This was a same-sex female and cat.
We're real fluent here inside this show, baby.
Layers to this, dog. Layers to this. I had a couple friends who were at the reception. They said it was very pretty. I tried to purr, I couldn't purr, y'all. Purdy. All right, let's go from that fun marriage to another one in Japan where a guy we'll call Mr. Kondo married a hologram 4 years ago because he identifies as a fictional sexual, which is a person who's attracted to fictional characters.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Kondo and his hologram wife are experiencing some troubles. He wants to let everybody know that he's having problems communicating with his hologram wife.
You don't say.
And it's because of her software updates.
She's changed on him.
Every single relationship, you gotta know, growth is imperative. Growth is is 100% going to happen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Since it's day after President's Day and yesterday was a holiday, let's catch everybody up with what happened All-Star Weekend. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have John Travolta celebrating his birthday and Dr. Dre celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so the game itself, DJ Automatic, forced me to watch it. It was the
OG. More entertaining than it used to be.
Okay,
it was having the tournament style was kind of fun.
It was the OGs versus the youngins.
Yeah, the first game was OGs versus rookies, and that was actually a competitive game. They played defense, and in an All-Star weekend, you don't see a lot of defense.
I don't really know what that means, but Shaq's OGs won.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Kevin Durant.
E-40 performed. Tell me when to go. 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 Too Short got in there, too. Everybody, everybody, everybody. And my girl, Saweetie. I'm a session like a lick, better
tap in. Say what? That was actually pretty dope that DJ Cassidy put that together.
I thought that the halftime was so much fun, but I will say the thing that I got into was the dunk contest.
Man.
Who is this short white man? Matt McClure.
Matt McClung.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I don't know who he is, but he kept me entertained. Anthony, he jumped over a car.
Yeah, he's
off 2 feet. Anybody who knows anything about jumping, if you can jump over a car off 2 feet and then do it in between your legs, dunk is mind blowing.
Nice. I don't think you're the person to be talking about.
I'm
jumping,
not.
But you know, hey, it's all good. He's not in the NBA, right?
So he's in the G League. He's played a couple minutes in the NBA. But I will say this: even though he doesn't get a lot of minutes in the NBA, his contribution to the NBA is significant because I think he made the NBA dunk contest relevant.
Saved the dunk contest. I didn't care about All-Star Weekend. All I cared about, I'm serious, is watching the dunk contest because I knew that this guy, who's real small compared to everybody else, he's not even short. He's like 6'1". But he just does these amazing things. Anthony, he jumped over a guy holding a hoverboard. And the guy was moving. What was your favorite part of All-Star Weekend? Hit us up, 877-730-DCS1. What's up,
Automatic? My favorite part was when that kid won $100,000 when he beat Dame Lillard for shooting from the logo.
Sheesh.
Well, Dame Lillard let him win, but still.
I don't know if he let him win.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Valentine's Day weekend, DJ Automatic and I hanging out, just kind of low-key chilling, and all of a sudden we get this text message from Anthony A., who never text messages, by the way, and it's him on stage, and there's just like 20,000 people in front of you.
Well, at first I was like, what is that a picture of? Because I saw a big Instagram thing behind you.
Anthony A., you opened up.
And then I was like, those are people in front of him.
For Gabriel Iglesias, a.k.a. Fluffy, what happened?
Yo, man. So, yes, I did.
So we're with you till about 2 o'clock on Friday.
On Friday, Valentine's Day, yes. And then the text message comes in about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And all I get is a message from Martin, who hosts for Fluffy, and he says, hey, do you want to come do a spot tonight?
Martin!
There it is. And I was like, I had to like look at my phone for a couple seconds because this isn't no just small comedy club or nothing like that. This is
that there's anything wrong with a small comedy club. I love them.
But the way that they're operating, you would have thought it was for Fluffy and them because he says, yeah, be there. I said, yes. And next thing I know, he said, all right, be there at 7:15 and come solo.
And that was it.
Were
you in shock?
I was in shock and I'm still not like used to this level of, I guess, notoriety and opportunity yet, because although I was performing on the stage, I still paid for parking. The security guard.
Nobody knew who you were.
Nobody respectfully the police officer downtown. Either she didn't hear me or she didn't believe me. And I said, ma'am. Or she didn't care. I said, ma'am, I need to get into the loading dock right there. Can you please just move this little cone out the way?
She's like, $50?
She goes, no. You got to drive around. I said, but ma'am, I'm on the show. I need to get into the loading dock. She goes, oh, cool. Drive around the corner.
Congratulations to you, buddy.
Big time.
So I start off the night by paying for my own parking and running down the loading dock ramp. But I get there, get settled in. It was definitely one of the highlights of my comedy career. The audience was warming.
Well, this isn't the first time you opened for Fluffy, though.
I've done a couple shows with Fluffy, but this is the biggest audience I've ever done by far.
Yeah.
And man, the whole 10 minutes was rocking. Get off stage. The homie Chingo Bling was there. Fluffy comes up and he told me, John Polar Bear Gonzalez was also there.
Love him.
And then Fluffy came up and he told me twice. He's like, yo, that was a really good set.
Really?
And he stopped. And he was like, I watched
you. He's gassing you up. He's gassing you up.
I had to go to my green room, which was kind of by the concession stand. Either way, it's my own green room. And I had to like gather myself and fan myself down for a little bit to just not freak out in front of anybody. And then when we pop back out for the intermission, I don't know where this kid is from. There's a young homie comes up to me. He must have been raised on his grandparents' ranch or something.
Because
he gave me the most proper and formal compliment of my comedy.
Are you talking about that little white kid you posted the picture
what
with?
What did he say?
Yes.
I was like, this is random.
He just comes up to me and goes, sir, I like your routine and your act and your energy that you bring on stage. It's really pleasant. And I was just like, oh my God, you're warming my heart.
Country boy came up and said, Anthony, you're breaking through to the other side.
He
was wearing little Wranglers and everything.
I saw it with his little hat.
We're connected, dude. So that was beautiful. And then after the show, we're all hanging out, and me and Fluffy had our first real homie moment. We were just all talking about it, talking about the night. And then randomly, we got onto gas station food. And in the whole history of me being friends with Fluffy, he's never really had a homie moment with me. But right there, when I shouted out the banana pudding at Bucky's, from out of nowhere, he sticks his head out and goes, damn, that's amazing. I was like,
He felt that was the connection that you needed. Right,
that'll get you on the next show.
Yes.
You better bring some banana pudding, though. Yeah.
You should take him banana pudding next time.
That's what we're going to do next time. So,
when there's levels when it comes to comedy, Fluffy is upper echelon. You know, upper that echelon, we're talking cartoon money. Yeah. You know what I mean?
TV money, movie money, all of that. He's A-list celebrity when it comes to comedy.
And the chance that you got, though, Anthony, you 100% deserve. That's one of the things Automatic and I were talking about over the weekend. You are a paid professional comedian every day, sir, because you're in here making people laugh. You understand that, right?
Yes, I do. And I think, and I also feel the amount of gratitude that I have for this station, this show, and then our family who are our listeners. We consider family.
Congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you guys so much.
We're proud of you, dude.
It's going to be a great journey. At Anthony A. Comedy if you want to see the post.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Question, do men have morals when it comes to sexy time? I know. Myself, Dana Cortez, talking to my husband, DJ Automatic, our best friend, Anthony A. here. No,
it's very depending on the time of the day.
There's a lot of reasons that we want to talk about this. First of all, Automatic and I are married, like I said. So if I need sexy time, or he needs to just say something to my man here.
I wish it worked that way, but yeah.
It works that way for her.
It works that way for me. For her, it's like, for me, I'm like, if I bring it up, is she going to get mad at me?
Yeah. Right. Oh, dude. That's a whole meme.
I do not miss that part of a long-term relationship where you're feeling all, you know, ready to go, and you ask your partner, like, hey, what are we doing?
May I say.
And they hit you with that groan.
No, DJ Automatic is the worst. I'm washing dishes.
There we go.
I'm washing dishes and he feels frisky. I'm washing clothes and he feels frisky. The best foreplay men in a relationship, help your woman do all of the above. She gonna be ready.
Hey, maybe I have some kind of like fetish with cleaning. Who knows?
No, you don't. That's the problem.
Or watching somebody clean.
What I'm taking from this is, Dana, your husband's
easy. He likes me to dress as the maid, obviously. Hey, that's my role as wife.
Hey, you never know. I could be into that.
So Dana's husband's easy. Automatic's wife is not.
Yes, there you go. And it's pretty much always been like that.
So go back
what do you do, Anthony? You single. Like, how you out there? Do you have morals?
How do you fight your penis off?
How do I fight my penis?
After you went on your journey of not letting go for a long time.
Have I accomplished my retention journey for 35 days? I would go hiking a lot. And also the biggest thing is, homies, stay off the Instagram.
Oh,
right, stay off the Instagram.
There's a lot of content there.
There's a lot of content. And, you know, and the algorithm, if your timeline's like mine, it's just nothing but comedians, hot chicks, and Nipsey Hussle quotes. So I have to stay off the internet because I have to make sure those thoughts are suppressed.
If I'm anywhere near Twitter, there's going to be some naked girls on there, and that's going to get me going. So I just, like, there's certain times that I just stay away from things.
Your algorithm sounds like Anthony's. Mine is all fashion.
You can go through my algorithm. Mine doesn't have only hot chicks. It's mostly just basketball, which is kind of depressing.
Well, basketball usually attracts the hot chicks, all right?
I'm serious.
It goes hand in hand. Do you have morals? Let's say a woman hits you up that you don't know, Anthony. Are you going there? If
morals,
that's what you want.
Yes, because I believe on intention before fornication. You got to know where everybody's at, what this is for you guys. Like, is this woman pursuing a relationship or is it just a fun time?
Because come on, give it to us real. You just said you drove 3.5 hours to have sex one time.
That was one time. And that's, you know. And on that note, I have goals, all right? And Eager Beavers be the collapse of a dam. And an Eager Beaver once made me drive 3 hours and waste tons of gas money. And now I look back on that moment, you're like, you know what? That 90 seconds wasn't worth it at all.
That beaver didn't even build a great dam.
not at all, dog. So for me right now, I'm at a point where the goals mean more to me than a quick...
Than 90 seconds.
Yes, than 90 seconds. So that's what it is for me, dog.
Automatic. You and Anthony, 90 seconds, huh?
On a good day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.